L, and I'm going to be talking about the piece Oihaho by Jonathan Parkila. I was at Thumb Correctional Facility when this piece was being selected and talked at length with Jonathan about how this piece came about. This is the second drawing ever created by Jonathan and encouraged by multiple artist friends of his who had already been in the annual exhibition of art for a few years. One of them is Chris Dankovich, which is also another really prolific artist that we have in the PCAP community. And this whole piece is done by one material and one material only, which is ballpoint pen. And you will notice most of the piece is constructed with really finely placed dots. It takes tremendous amount of time, patience, and grit to get this piece completed. And Jonathan talked about what inspired him to create this piece, which is his love for geometry. Jonathan has tremendous amount of knowledge when it comes to sacred geometry. He was telling me about titles of books and authors that he has read over the years, and the fact that geometry has been used across time, place, and cultures, and its use in ancient Egyptian temples to what each shape means, and how he comes to construct the complexity of this whole piece. I would like to open up this conversation by asking the artists in the room, how do you feel when you see this piece? What does it remind you of in terms of the use of material, what the artist can create with such limited art supply, and also just the sheer amount of tenacity it takes to repeat the same dotting process 7 million times?
This is Martin, and I can identify with this piece because I have created some, not as well as this man produces, but I have created some of these. Every single dot can be a second in time. And every second in time that you spend in art is a second in time that you don't spend in the reality that you're living in, prison. So it's very, very therapeutic as well as artistic and creative. This is an amazing piece of work done with an ink pen. And for those of you that don't, or that often ask the question, where do you get your art supplies from? And I've had that question given to me a lot. Well, if you want to get involved in art in prison, there are two legit ways that you can get art supplies from. Either you have money in your institutional account and you buy it through a catalog that is approved by the Michigan Department of Corrections, or you use an ink pen or a pencil and pieces of typing paper that is the most basic material you can get inside prison to create art with. I've seen some very large, elaborate pieces of work done with a 4-inch ink pen, taking 2 dozen pages of paper glued together with toothpaste to create elaborate pieces of work. None as good as this man's work is. To see something done like this with just an ink pen is incredible, but that is the most basic art supply that you can get in prison. The third way you can get art supplies is not, it's frowned upon by the prison, but that's bartering. By bartering, I mean I can create a piece of work for you and you pay me back by buying art supplies for me. Whatever art supplies I need, watercolor, acrylic, whatever I need, I'll create a piece for you and you pay me back in art supplies. So that's how some people actually get started. The people who buy art supplies from the catalogs that are approved by the Department of Corrections can differ from prison to prison because some prisons will allow watercolors and other prisons won't. Some people allow leather and other prisons don't. It all depends on which facility you're in. So if you're lucky, you can use some supplies that are good, and if not, you don't.
Yeah, this is Brian. I'm just looking at this piece. I am absolutely blown away at the beauty of this piece. Considering this is his second piece that he's done, unbelievable. What amazing work. To see all of the depth that he's put into this piece, the way that it fades out on the edges, and the way that it sort of reminds me of a doily, and you can see the dimples and the shape of each little piece like it's crocheted. and you can see the curvature of the pieces. It's amazing that he could stipple this in and get all of that with a ballpoint pen. What amazing work that is. It just shows that you don't have to have any training to do something beautiful, to make something meaningful.
One more thing. For the people who don't know about ink pens because they use computers, if you try using an ink pen to write a letter with or anything with, and sooner or later, you're going to see a blob of ink come out of the tip of that ink pen. For this man to produce this piece and take the time and the patience to clean that tip of the pen every single time he created a dot is an amazing thing that many people will never see.
Yeah, that's true. You have to clean that off every single time. Dot, dot, wipe off the tip, dot, dot, wipe the tip off.
When you guys were just talking, the word that came to my mind was discipline. I mean, this takes incredible discipline to wipe that pen every time, to do something that's so exactly the same every single time you do it. Takes incredible discipline. And so I think what's really inspiring is to see such basic material combined with incredible discipline. For example, somebody who makes a boat using toothpicks and cardboard from the trash, you know, the combination of the most rudimentary materials, things that have been thrown out and discarded, and then the incredible discipline of the person making it, I think is a real testimony to the human spirit and transforming materials from rubbish to jewels is something that many of us on the outside never do. So it's an incredible experience that we can witness.
This is, Brian, I think living in a world that's disposable. Our society is disposable. We throw so many things away. Everything comes in a wrapper that you get rid of. And inside of a prison, you don't have that. It's not disposable. Nothing is. So there's that difference there that you have to hold on to everything, and everything suddenly becomes important in that space when it wasn't important before.
And seeing opportunity. I know someone who said that he went around to the bathrooms at night and collected, you know, tissue paper and towels and then the discarded soap and then made great sculptures out of them. Or somebody who saw trash going out and raced out to, you know, pick up some things out of the trash.
And even people who are in segregation and can't and don't have access to any art supplies create color by using the dyes in the redness of the beets or the oranges of the carrots or the greens of the peas or the browns in the coffee. Art is everywhere in prison.
Yeah, and you know what that reminds me of is the first humans who made color just that way. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially such a human activity, just going back to that it's not about being a special person, because when you really think about it, all of these people are just ordinary people who have all ended up in this particular place. Mm-hmm. And that so many of them are making art in ways that people have been doing since the beginning of time.
Right.
People who, you know, the first people who went out and picked straw and made a basket. You know, we have a continuity with those people. And it's a human experience. It's not just something that a few people can do. And I think that's inspiring to the viewers.
I think that's the basis of what people are trying to convey, is that even in there where they're cut off from society, they're still human. We still do the basic things that everybody else does. We still have the same needs and desires that everyone else has. And it just comes out naturally with the artwork. Mm-hmm.